the government of Zimbabwe is also using violence and extreme measures against protesters and against the media. Hopewell Chinono is a prominent investigative reporter who has helped reveal cases of brazen government corruption and the looting of funds meant to help in the fight against COVID-19. His reports have implicated members of the president of Zimbabwe's family and cost a health minister his job. In July, security forces retaliated. They broke into Chinono's home and arrested him on a charge of inciting violence against the government. The courts ordered him held without bail in a notorious, overcrowded maximum security prison where, he says, COVID-19 is rampant and protective gear is scarce.
It was a horrible experience because I was living in a prison cell meant for 16 people, and yet we were 44 people sleeping in that cell. There was no running water in the cell. We were locked up in that cell for 17 hours, and we were released in the morning and taken to a courtyard for 7 hours. In the courtyard, we would be 500 from one section, and we only had two toilets. There was no running water. When you left the section, you would be shackled. The only food that we got, porridge in the morning, cornmeal in the afternoon with boiled beans with nothing else, no cooking oil. And in the evening, cornmeal again with boiled cabbages. The hospital, the prison hospital, does not even have paracetamol. There's no medication. I saw people just lying on the ground, writhing in pain. So it was a terrible experience, one that I would not wish on my worst enemy.
You said you had heard about some of these conditions previously, but what the government, you think, didn't realize is by consigning you to the maximum security prison, you are now able to report with firsthand experience on the conditions there.
I think it was one of the most terrible mistakes that the state made by sending me to the Chikurubi maximum security prison, because I now had a front row seat watching how prisoners lived, watching how they are treated. I saw a prisoner being beaten so badly. They'd been found with a cell phone, which was not even working, but they'd forgot to surrender their cell phone. They were beaten badly, Lisa, to a point where they could not walk anymore. And I said to myself, this is a reflection of what has become of our country. Because these beatings are taking place even outside prison, people that are perceived to be critics of the government or political rivals and adversaries of the president and his ruling elites, they are beaten up. And I'd heard about these things, and to see them up close and personal, it was, I would say from a journalistic perspective, fascinating, but from a human perspective, it was really depressing. And I've been writing about it. I've written two articles. And of course, the state cannot respond to what I'm saying because they know that I'm saying the truth.
Hopewell, why, if you saw all this, and I would assume they know that you're going to go back out and report on these things, why did they let you go?
They had no option because of the international pressure that had been mounted. Explaining to the president that you are arresting journalists who are exposing corruption. But if they had an option, they would have wanted us to stay in there and rot in there. I had been arrested for exposing the looting of money meant to help Zimbabweans deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. And this made the whole world mad because most of these funds will be donations coming into the country to help us because we don't even have a working health delivery system. A lot of our people are dying because of this corruption.
Hopewell, I know the situation you're talking about in Zimbabwe is specific to Zimbabwe, but resonates far beyond that as well. What are your thoughts in terms of what those on the outside need to know?
I think it's difficult to operate in a country like Zimbabwe. For instance, my arrest was meant to instill the fear of God in young journalists to say that if we can arrest this big, well-known journalist, Hopewell Chinono, imagine what we can do with you. And that is the biggest problem that we face across the continent and beyond, because we have regimes that do not respect their constitutions, they do not respect the rule of law, they don't understand the importance of freedom of speech and the right for the media to do its work. And because of that, journalists end up locked up for doing what they are legitimately supposed to be doing, which is informing the citizens in order for the citizens to be able to make the correct decisions when they are interacting with public life and public officials.
Journalist Hopewell Chinono speaking to us from Harare, Zimbabwe. Thank you very much, Hopewell. We're glad you're doing well.
Thank you very much for having me on your program.